This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 7:55 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly to Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council Member. How you doing, Council Member Green?
Good morning. How are you doing, Tommy?
Okay, sir. Thank you. Let's talk about the surge. Let's talk about the surge in water board real quick. I know you talked about an inch an hour, a half an inch thereafter, and you talked to Steve Nelson, and basically, I think he gave you the answer that any contractor would do anything you want if you got the money. Tell me how confident you are that the surge in water board will be able to take care of whatever rain we have coming today.
Well, I just want everybody to know that we certainly will always need more resources to get more things done. The sewage and water board pumps, we want them to all be working. Most of the time, 90% of them are working. It's just that when you have rain that comes down in such an intense fashion at certain times, such as we had earlier, well, later in April, the bottom line is that it's hard. It's difficult for the pumps to keep up. Well, it's impossible beyond an inch. And I want people to know what an inch means. If you look at the entire city where all the water is, for example, it's saying that those pumps are taking water down in all of the various neighborhoods at the rate of an inch an hour. Doesn't seem like it's a lot, but it's not exactly in front of just one or two places, in front of thousands of residences and in the streets of in many blocks. So the bottom line is that I wish that we could do more. We're building a power station that's going to provide more stable electricity so that pumps don't go out. The bottom line is that there are some things that we can do also, but I want you to know that nobody is ignoring flooding, that we recognize the need to address flooding, and that we hope to be able to work with the state, because the Sewage and Water Board is actually a state institution, but that's a discussion for maybe an ongoing fashion. But the bottom line is that I think that we're confident that the pumps will be working to the maximum extent possible and that we will get that water out of the streets.
You know, I was talking to Scott Walker yesterday, your fellow council member in Jefferson Parish, and he made a good point about the water being in the street. And you got to remember that if it's in the street, it's not in the houses. And sometimes when you get a torrential rainfall, that's just going to happen, right?
Well, I'm glad that it's not been going into the houses. I was there in the Ninth Ward, for example, during the last storm, and I was afraid that some of the water was going to get into houses. It didn't. It got into some cars, and that's never acceptable. And I want everybody to know, as you're listening, it's not acceptable for there to be flooding in any place. But it is important to recognize that we're in a city that's below sea level. Some areas are lower than other areas. We have certainly storm drains. Yeah, those storm drains do get clogged. We do have pumps, and yes, sometimes those pumps go out. But the bottom line is that, in reality, as we look at New Orleans and we look at the metropolitan area, a tremendous job is done taking water out of an area that in some places is a bowl. So we have to recognize that there are always going to be challenges. We want people to be prepared, move your vehicles to higher levels, recognize that nobody is saying that we want to ignore anything, and that the pumps are always on. That's what I want people to say, too. Once there's enough water inside the system for the pumps to work, they come on. If they go out, maybe it's because of electricity, but no one's sitting around saying, we're not going to turn on the pump. The pumps are always turned on. But the bottom line is that we need more support, if you will. We need even support from residents, recognizing that we have 70,000 storm drains in New Orleans alone. If you can help that storm drain outside of your house, if you can get those leaves from in front of it and that debris from in front of it, it does help the water to get into it, and it does make a difference in certain communities. But we're never going to ignore flooding and the potential for flooding. We're always addressing it and always providing resources and information to people.
Thank you, Eugene Green. Appreciate it. New Orleans City Council Member, to what he said, if you can, keep in mind, if the water doesn't get into the drain, It doesn't go into the canal and it can't be pumped out. So if you can today safely, make sure that you got any oak leaves or anything else picked up and the drain is clear so that the water can get in and then it can go into the canal and then it can be pumped and you get it. We'll talk to Troy Hebert, Louisiana State Representative, when we come back. Then Steve Nelson with the Surgeon Water Board. A lot coming up. Stay with us.